Hi, this is Asia with the Joy School Development and Membership Support Team. I'm here to talk to you today about this great resource that is often underused, the Joy School Startup Manual. It's also called the Introduction Manual. It's a lengthy document, but it has been put together with many different sources and through the research that we've done with Joy School over the years to help you have a seamless as possible experience in setting up and beginning your Joy School group and program. If you open up the introduction manual, you'll find that it's divided into many different parts, and I don't expect you to be looking at it as we're talking, but I just want to talk about some of the things that are available here in case you've overlooked them before. Of course, there's the section on Joy School policies, and that talks about things such as discouraging you from sharing your membership access and making sure that everyone is purchasing the curriculum so that you are correctly using your licensing and that you're not doing, something that is harmful to the Joy School program, which is illegally sharing the curriculum between families. Then we also talk about the background of Joy School. And for those of you who've done Joy School as a child, you might enjoy learning about the history of Joy School, why you had it as a child, what made it so popular in the late 70s and early 80s, and why it continues even stronger today. So that's the background of Joy School. There's also a section on starting your Joy School and, how to get the group together and the agenda you can have for your introduction. There's a checklist, which is so crucial. And every year, even though those of us on the team, some of us have been teaching for 15 years, 10 years, 20 years, we all look at these checklists and use them at the beginning of every school year because it's really helpful to just look and make sure you have everything set up, you have everything you need from the parents, and you have the things in your Joy School box that you need. It helps you not have to round stuff up later on. It talks about the different joys and the organization of the units. And for those of you who've done Joy School maybe longer than 3 years ago, the units have been changed a little bit. And so this is an interesting way to look at the units, see how they've changed, and how it's organized throughout the year. There's a great section on preparing to teach. Again, it's reiterating having those monthly parent meetings. If you can't all get together, you can have parent meetings via email, but it's really easy even just to get together a half hour early once a month at Joy School, talk about what's going to be taught the next month, talk about concerns. It's even more fun to meet in the evening if you can meet without the kids, maybe just the parents who teach, whether it's the moms or the dads, get together, and you can enjoy each other's company. It also will help you cut down of sometimes a lot of chit-chatting happens before and after Joy School, but even though people are in a hurry, they want to have time to talk to each other. Sometimes it's good to have these meetings so that you have time to just get together as a social group and not feel like you need to do it before and after Joy School. And then there's a section on the lesson plans that talks, for those of you who are new teachers, it will talk to you about how to teach, how to quiet your fears and maybe your nervousness about it. Gives you ways to use the lesson plan outlines. The outlines are a huge improvement in the curriculum in the last 2 years. It's what parents have been doing on their own before, but we provide it through the curriculum now so you aren't having to create it on your own. There's really helpful tips on there on how to use the lesson plan outlines. It goes through each of the sections of the Joy School day, the gathering time, welcome time, the opening activities, the lessons, the routines, music and movement. It gives you very concrete ways to teach these and be effective in using these in the Joy School day. We have a lot of questions about discipline. We get a lot of emails about that. What should I do about this or child? What should we do about the kid who's acting up? How do we contact the parents? There's a section in the manual about discipline and helping kids get along better with each other. So please refer to that if you can. Of course, we love getting questions via email, but a lot of these questions can be answered when you read the introductory manual. And then finally, there's a section about having special events, what to do for birthdays and holidays, how to be conscientious of other people's beliefs and the ways they like to approach holidays and to really have open communication with the other parents about how you want to approach those. That's all there in the special events section. We hope that you read this manual every year. We promise that it will be a help to you, that you will be a better Joy School teacher, and that you'll enjoy Joy School more when you feel confident in using the tools that are provided through the curriculum. We also offer help through the Facebook page, Joy School, joy.school is how you would look it up on Instagram as well. And we love to hear from any and all members through joyschoolquestions@gmail.com. We're always happy to help. And we can even help with your questions you have about your retail website. So if you have any problems accessing the curriculum, you can ask us there if you can't get a hold of anyone through the retail site, whether it's Power of Moms or Values Parenting or Joy School Co. or wherever you're buying your Joy School program. We're happy to help you. Give us an email and we'll talk to you every month through these podcasts about each of the units. Again, read the parent introductions, listen to the podcast, talk with the other members. A more prepared and more involved Joy School parent is a more joyful Joy School parent. All of your efforts will pay off. Have a great time teaching Joy School, and we look forward to talking to you more.